Jason Kosick, how are you?
Good. Yourself, Andrew?
Doing good. At the 2024 Rules Symposium here, how's it going so far for you?
Yeah, it's a really good turnout and meeting a lot of interesting people that are quite intrigued with Integra and quite intrigued with the whole resource space and how it's setting up on a macro level.
Yeah. How's the energy here and you, I guess, compared to other conferences and that sort of thing? Is this time a little different?
I feel that people are really engaged and prepared for meetings and asking some really good quality questions that you commonly don't get at most retail investor shows. So, you know, I feel like the energy is picking up from other years, given where metal prices are and where we all think they're going.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the company. Let's talk about some of the projects here, what you got going on. So fill us in.
So on a high level, Integra is an exploration and development company, right? First off. We are the largest gold and silver resource endowment in the Great Basin, just sitting at 7.1 million ounces gold equivalent. For people that don't know the Great Basin, it's a geological province that covers southern Idaho, western Utah, pretty much all of Nevada, and a little bit of eastern California. If that was a country, it would be the fifth largest gold producer in the world. Not only that, between our two projects, our flagship projects, Nevada North and Delamar, that host the 7.1 million ounces, we have about $1 billion, just shy of $1 billion of net asset value at 2,000. You know, you could run it at 2,350 and it'll be substantially higher than that. But that's as high as our sensitivity tables go. So, you know, high level, that's kind of where we're at. With Delamar, we'll have a feasibility out at the end of the year. And our Nevada North project, we just kicked off our true exploration program, which is turning out to be quite exciting.
Yeah. Let's talk about the team that you put together for all of this. It's one of the biggest questions or best questions I always get asked is, bet on the team, if you would. They can have a great asset, as you do. They can have a great jurisdiction, which is one of the best in the world, is what you do. But tell me about the team, the experience that you guys are bringing to the table.
Yeah, you know, I've been very lucky my whole career, to be quite honest, to be surrounded with great mentors from the likes of Eric Sprott and Sean Rusin that mentored me through this whole process. You know, from our team, We've done this four times in the last 15 years, delivered over $2.5 billion to shareholders. So the first one we did was Côté Gold, from conceptual idea that we had, you know, drilling under the lake. We sold the Dime Gold for $624 million, and it is now the third largest gold deposit in Canada. The first Integra, again, conceptual idea, the old Lamaque mine, turned that into, you know, a few million ounces and sold it to Eldorado for 624. And then the last most recent one was the Cariboo Gold Project, which we had to completely overhaul everything and put up over 7 million ounces and sold it to Osisko for 324 million. So really our specialty as a team is really going into brownfields camps or mature camps and looking at the geology, looking at the engineering, and using our real skill set to optimize that, or look for new controls of mineralization to kind of return shareholder capital. And you know, we've done it four times in the last 15 years, and some of the most major discoveries in North America have been made by our team.
Yeah. Let's talk about the share structure. One of the biggest concerns I always have as a retail investor and what my listeners do as a retail investors is, what is the company doing to protect me from dilution? And dilution is not necessarily a bad thing as long as you're being productive with it,
yes,
if you would. So work me through that.
So right now, just over 88 million shares out, 18 million US in cash. All the numbers I'm saying are in US dollars. Wheaton Precious Metals is our largest shareholder. So if you don't believe our technical due diligence, you can believe the biggest royalty and streaming company in the world that do a lot of technical DD. BD Capital is also there for about 5.5%. 40% is Franklin Templeton, Merck, Vescore, all the big institutions. And then George and myself are the largest individual shareholders. You know, I'm 37 years old. I put $1.7 million of my own capital into it. So you better be pretty sure that I care about dilution. You know,
right.
It's not like I was running a hedge fund before making millions of dollars. I was banging rocks for a lot of my life. So
right.
That's a significant chunk of what I have saved up over my life.
So if you dilute, you're going to be diluting yourself.
Yes, exactly.
So that's what this music to my ears.
You know, it's very, you know, dilution's a funny thing, right? And it's very important. We believe in rapid project advancement,
right,
and disciplined risk taking. Mm-hmm. Because the biggest killer of junior companies is time and the time value of money.
Right.
So you sit on your hands and do nothing and just pay your salaries, that's the most dilutive thing you can do.
Yes.
You know, so it's a balancing act of how aggressive you want to be with your drill program, you know, but you still have to advance these projects, because if you delay it by a year, well, then you run your DCF and push it out a year, and that hurts.
Yeah.
You know, so it's you know, we're cautious about how we do that and to move these projects forward.
Yeah. So that's, again, I'm glad you said that. I am not against dilution, but as long as, okay, you're going to dilute me, but where's the money going to be spent? And is this going to be spent well? Or are you diluting me to run your lifestyle? So thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll deliver a very robust feasibility, okay, on time, under budget this year for Delamar.
Which is very rare.
Yeah. And we're very excited with that. And, you know, drilling is going very well in Nevada. You know, hopefully we could have a new discovery, but time will tell. So, you know, we're very, very busy and building value on both sides of the spectrum, you know. In the trough of the Lassonde curve, doing the permitting, the feasibility, and all the exciting stuff on the other side of the Lassonde curve. So
yeah.
It's a nice diversified portfolio of assets that we have.
Got it. Well, Jason, where can investors find you, and what's your stock symbol, if they're looking to invest?
Yeah, so it's ITR on the TSXV and ITRG on the NYSE. And you can find me, my number's on the website, my email's on the website.
What's your website?
IntegraResources.com.
I will put all of this in the show notes below, both on the YouTube channel as well as on Spotify and Apple. Jason, I want to thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
You bet.